As the beloved being, the great cosmic being, beloved mighty charity, speaks her heart to us all. We call our mighty arm presence into action to bless her with such love as has never arisen before from the people of earth, to thank her for all she has done, to pour forth that love that dissolves and consumes what has tortured mankind throughout the centuries. Beloved ones of my heart, I enter in with you tonight for the release of an intense action of that flame of love which it is my privilege to expand and to direct everywhere there is the slightest acceptance of me. And since you have accepted me, I shall leave my blessing with you, but until the evening is over, may I pour forth through you that activity of my sacred fire, of loving charity, to assist in dissolving and consuming the hardness in mankind's feeling world that has so long sustained the hatred that tortures life. To you, blessed ones who have sought the light and entered into it, may I say, it is quite necessary to keep reminding the outer self of the necessity of forgiveness, because it is one of the most wonderful, rapidly freeing activities that you can use. And there's scarcely an individual who does not need more of it while in the unascended state. Because of the resistance in the atmosphere of Earth due to continued discord, those who are cutting their way through that, so to speak, in order to attain their freedom, have to remain very firm in order to hold their protection. But dear ones, if you could forgive the memory of the things that have disturbed you, if you could systematically, without ever missing it once, keep calling your mighty I Am Presence sword of blue flame into action, into every picture and every feeling that is a remembrance of some discord that has gone by, you would be amazed at the freedom of your world and how very quickly that could come. Because the outer intellect and the feelings particularly hold on with that sense of resistance to the feelings about conditions of the past that are water under the bridge. And you would be amazed at the improvement in your health could you all of a sudden just throw off every feeling and every picture and every record out of your mental and feeling world about the things of the past that caused you distress. You see, we try so often to clear one point for you, and then another, and then another. But in all the avalanche of material that has been given, much of it passes by, and each individual takes out what he or she is attuned to at the time. But when you understand that all energy that has gone through you from the past is water under the bridge, so to speak, try to take the conscious command that your mighty I Am Presence does not let you remember ever again the feeling or the thought of that which has caused disaster in the past. It's quite necessary that the student body be aroused to the necessity of standing guard and not allowing conditions of the past to constantly come forward. Because the moment your attention is on a disturbing condition that has gone through your life stream in the past, the condition itself may have been completely adjusted, balanced so far as your life is concerned, and your world go forward or be prepared to go forward to more constructive activity. But if you go back and you bring forward those old records again, and you again stir the feeling of today, your energy in the emotional body of today, with the same feeling that you had in the past, well, then you are reprinting, as it were, upon your book of life, the same experience to come again in the future. You can't help it unless you break that habit of remembering the discord of the past. If it was discordant, if it's gone by, forgive it, forget it. And if you will do that, then when you call on the law of forgiveness, you use the violet consuming flame. The great balance to life can easily be made and be made harmoniously. But if you allow through the attention, the energy each day to be touched again by the shadows of discord of events that have passed before, well, it's just a ceaseless activity. You just recreate and recreate the same old limitations again and again, and the same distress, my dear ones. Now that is one of the hypnotic conditions under which mankind functions today. And I'm very grateful for your decree tonight for the annihilation of all hypnotic power, control and power, because this is one of the ways and means by which the sinister force fools mankind into continuing in a destructive activity. So tonight, let us call for the annihilation of the memory of everything of the past that created any discord in your being and world. And then if you demand that all energy of the future be compelled to be charged with that great cosmic Christ love of the mighty I Am presence from the great central sun, and then if you will demand that it be charged with my loving forgiveness, my great forgiving, dissolving love, you will find, my dear ones, that instead of being irritated or disturbed or resentful over conditions of the past, when you think of that great flame of my love, the event or whatever occurred will seem to have no importance to you. Now that is what we want you to do. We want you to come to the point of indifference so far as discord or distress of the past, any kind of failure of the past, be concerned with your life stream. We want you to forgive it, to forget it, call for the memory of it to be annihilated. And then let us have your book of life in which we can write the blessings of our love. You are the book of life, precious ones. Your bodies, your minds, the energy of your feeling world are the great book of life for your life stream. And you are constantly writing there the thoughts and the feelings that I surely return to you as effects in the future, as that you send them out. And oh, please don't remember your experiences of discord. Please don't do it. Forgive it, forget it, and remember, if you must turn back for entertainment of the mind, why not remember the wonderful perfection you had in the great central sun before you even embodied? If you desire to examine your life stream like that, you could go in to the life of your presence in its great heart of love and ask the presence to draw forth the memory of your life stream, of all the wonderful faculties and powers that were yours in the great central sun before you came into physical embodiment. And then you will catch the old sinister force, as it were, unaware. The moment it tries to turn your attention back to something that was discordant, you can lift it from that to the central sun and call forth the memory, now mark you, of all that great cosmic Christ love in the great central sun has done in the universe. And if you'll begin to think on that, you'll be amazed at the illumination that will come to the outer mind. Oh my, you have no idea what you could draw forth, precious ones. And the time you spend describing conditions of the past that were tragic or discouraging, if you would just throw it in the violet flame like you throw a piece of paper in the waste paper basket. It's old, you're through with it, discard it. Discard the memory of it. And demand that your presence lock the door against the remembrance of anything that was disturbing. And then call for the eternal divine memory of all the powers and the secrets and the wonders of that cosmic Christ love from the great central sun that you could draw into the outer, refresh your memory, begin to use, and then there would come in you the feeling of the power of that use, which you did use in the great central sun before you came onto earth. And I tell you, once you begin to be aware of all the inner secret powers of your own life streams, and you find they respond to you consciously by your conscious call for that love to become a reality in this world, there would come such illumination to the mind as you can never describe except as you experience it. There would come into your outer use magnificent powers of life that you did use once that are now abiding in the causal body, that circle of colors around the electronic presence of the I Am. There abides every faculty of life that you have used before. It is the great storehouse of memory. And there, by the power of your love, may you draw forth into outer use with the greatest joy you have ever known the talents of your own life streams that in the past sometimes you have drawn to great heights and wonderful use in the outer life. Then all of a sudden, as that rushes forward through your command of cosmic Christ love to open the way, would you find yourselves doing things just naturally that others of the outer world might have had to study a lifetime to accomplish. Oh, you do not know the wonderful memory that is within that great cosmic Christ love of your own life stream in the great central sun. There abides the cosmic Christ of creation. And your life is a direct conscious connection and outpouring of that life. Just as much so as water coming through a faucet is part of the great reservoir that supplies it. So, dear ones, if you will help each other and help yourselves to close the door of memory against all discordant experiences of the past, and then demand that the eternal divine memory of the perfection of your life stream be awakened and drawn forth from your mighty I Am presence, and now comes into your outer use to enable you to do things more quickly and far better than anything you've known thus far, then you will come into an accomplishment that will be very delightful and very invincibly powerful. These inner powers of your own life streams, precious ones, must be drawn forth into outer dynamic use. Then as you build this time by conscious command, will you find whatever you accomplish being sustained because of its blessing to the incoming golden age. And I tell you, there is no one thing so wonderful to open the doors to you to the height of everything in the universe that is perfect by that loving forgiveness. You want to be forgiven, do you not? When you've made a mistake or you've injured someone, you're very grateful not to have us remember those conditions. You're glad for us to forgive them and wipe out the cause, that you may go forward with no reaction from that in the future. When you're willing to make your balance to life, you are glad to have us arrange so that your balancing back to life of your life stream is all harmonious. Well, so is everyone else. Well, mankind have had this talk to them. They've heard the law in every age, in fact, all the time, but they won't listen. The outer intellect is so stubborn. It is so determined to have its own way that only by constant severe experiences in the feeling world will it ever turn its attention away from the causes that have produced such disaster. So tonight, in calling forth that great cosmic Christ love from the great central sun of my loving charity, I trust I may convey to you all the quiet, the peace, the ease, and the stillness which it always brings. And my dear ones, you'll pardon me for saying so, but so long as you are in this world's boiler factory of noise and constant, irritated, disturbing action, my dear ones, believe me, you need the stillness of my love. You need the relaxation and the ease of that forgiveness which helps you to loosen and let go of the causes that will as surely bring you back a destructive result as you send them out. People have generated a lot more causes than they understand. And this is a point scarcely anyone has made clear to you, but my dear ones, when you leave the body at night If you do not take a positive stand enough to command that you go through the atmosphere of Earth to the octave of light and there receive the instruction that is to help you on your way, if you do not do that and you get caught in the lower atmosphere of Earth and contact some unpleasant experiences, you are generating causes there just the same as in your waking state, because your waking faculties are functioning then in the psychic plane. And that is the main sustaining power of the sinister force. That is where most of its activity takes place. So since you do use your waking faculties and you do generate causes while the body is asleep, if I were you, I would clear my world in the waking state. Forgive and forget everything before you go to sleep at night. And go forth in the arms of your presence to the octave of light. And if you care to call it that, demand that your presence take you to the great octave of cosmic Christ love. And there show you all that the ascended masters have prepared to assist mankind out of the darkness of the hatred of human distress. Oh, you could release pain in the body, my dear ones. By this forgiveness alone would you find the impure substance of the body automatically dissolving and being carried off perfectly naturally without any distress. Try me out tonight. Try for several days to keep acknowledging my loving charity, because it is one of the very important powers of cosmic Christ love. Without it, you cannot be free. And before you enter into your ascension, my dear ones, you have to forgive everything in this world that is wrong. You cannot take one wave of vibration into our octave at the moment of your ascension except that which has all become love, the love of the cosmic Christ, that great eternal purity that contains all perfection and sustains and expands it in the great enjoyment and use of God's great gifts of life. Your beloved mighty I Am presence can keep your way clear by your demand that the outer self in the feelings be compelled to forgive everything human that has ever crossed your pathway. It's a powerful healing agent. It keeps the nerves of the body relaxed. It keeps the circulation balanced. It enables the great currents of light from the mighty I Am presence to come into the physical form, to renew the flesh structure, to keep the atmosphere about you purified. And then, as you enter into more and more of its use, it keeps building and building and building its power in and around you, by which you may accomplish the things your hearts desire. Oh, let go of your hard feelings, precious ones. What about it? Supposing someone did injure you, have you not injured others through the centuries? I'm sure you wouldn't care to have life arraign you and compel you to gaze upon everything that you ever sent out that injured others. You could not even stand to look upon some of it. Therefore, if you want the cosmic law to forgive your own creation, and if you want us to consume it and its memory and flood your world with happiness and perfection, you must forgive others as we forgive you. This is always a time after a war, my dear ones, when the psychic forces, just through such feelings alone, get mankind in their clutches until sometimes it takes the most terrific power from our octave to loosen the hold of those forces upon individuals who really want to be free. Take your stand from tonight, that your presence lock the door of memory against everything that is human of the past, and prevent anything human in the future contacting you, and then demand that the great flame of my loving charity to the earth spreads the mantle of its sacred fire everywhere and softens mankind's feelings against life. Oh, mankind sometimes are so hard. They are so hard within. And the moment you ask them to change their way for a moment, or you interfere with them doing just what they please, the sting that comes out, my dear ones, is frightful to behold from our octave. And so, if you will demand that your world be sealed against the memory of anything human, and your world be filled with my flame of loving charity, you will know health in the body, opulence in your affairs, peace of mind, clearness of thought, wonderful powers of creation, and the most marvelous gifts will rush to you as you just insist that those conditions of the past are now disconnected from your life streams forever. Then it is as if you stepped out into the sunshine and began to experiment with all the beauties and powers that the light constantly floods into your use. The world needs, my dear ones, all the loving charity you can call for. When people become so disturbed at what others are doing, most of the time it's fear. And fear, my dear ones, is a feeling that grips like steel. And if you don't absolutely order it out of yourselves and demand the cosmic Christ love and forgiveness and mercy and divine compassion take the place of that which has been so hard in the past. If you don't do that, then the hardness but creates more and more and more limitation around you until you leave the body again. And now I'm not saying this to tempt you, nor to flatter you, but my dear ones, were you able, and you are really, if you call your mighty I Am presence into action, oh, to forgive and forget everything that tried to create discord in your world. I tell you frankly, your youth and beauty would come back till your relatives would scarcely know you. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now, in the future, if you should contact this God of the outer world and someone insists on drawing you into it, If you will turn your attention to me and demand that my flame enfold you, and then excuse yourself and have an excuse to get away for a few moments and go by yourself until I can enfold you in that flame of my loving charity and mark you now my command that those hard feelings dare not approach. You will find very great release from many things that are held in your affairs, or your bodies, or your worlds as limitations, because you really have not known how to let go of them. Now, the more you use your violet consuming flame, the easier it is for you to let go of some of these things. Habits and mental concepts, or habits of feeling that just hold on to you like chewing gum sometimes. And I tell you, could you see from the inner level what that tries to rob you of? Why, my dear ones, you would arise and never again allow any of those conditions to touch your energy. Now, I will do my part, I assure you, because few people understand that I am a cosmic being whose service to the earth is to bring to mankind the softening, forgiving love and divine compassion that helps to raise them out of their limitations. They speak of me, they use my name, and they don't know what I do, nor what I mean, nor where I am. Isn't that strange? They should talk about someone whom they can't find. They use my name to cover a multitude of sins. But you'd be surprised, when they use my name, what power of the flame can go through. And so tonight, I am giving you its protecting power and its repelling force around you all as you demand that your outer self be charged with my loving charity. And then, you know, you have been reminded of this before, but if you just say, blaze the light and have no opinions, forgive all discord, and feel my loving charity, hold your attention on the presence, and behold what you may become. It will help you greatly. And all that will come is such ease in the body. The whole atomic structure will come into a perfectly balanced, natural, normal, wonderful condition. Oh, my people have held on to things for years and years and years, and yet that blessed atomic structure of all of you is changing hourly. The cells of your bodies change all the time, and there's a complete change of the whole outer structure every few months. But if you don't change, then that should teach you there's a lot of hardness and something you're still holding on to. And it might be this lack of forgiveness. I'm quite sure it is. Now, as you go forward, precious ones, take your stand. I do not mean to be controlled or governed or influenced at all by vicious forces. Vicious, destructive forces have to be handled with very great positive power, like steel. Govern the outer force, but send your love to the inner and a man the outer self be kept in such an ease of our forgiving love that the body automatically comes in to its own natural, normal, perfect condition. It can be done. And by the I Am students, it could be done very much more easily than by those of the outer world. Unless mankind allow this great cosmic Christ love to come within and dissolve and consume that which has caused such distress, how in heaven's name are they going to be free? All through the ages, they've been told the law of life. There's never been a time when they did not know it. They have been reminded incessantly of the truth of the law and told they must one day give obedience to it, or penalty will be theirs. But they go on and on and on in their unbridled discord, because that outer self likes to feel hard against some other part of what? Of God. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that every life stream is God's life. And every life stream that touches yours, the cosmic law has brought into contact with you for you to fulfill your trust to that life. And therefore, if you can do for it, call forth your loving charity, and then do whatever can be accepted at the time, and then go on your way. But because sometimes it's not accepted, or perhaps refused, have no concern about it. When you pour out good, remember, no earnest effort is ever lost. Never. That good will stay there if it's 1,000 years. And sometime when the individual becomes harmonious, probably when they least expect it, that force will come in and help to do its work. Now your duty in forgiving all discord that's around you is to send your love to the presence of the life streams whose outer selves are unfortunately creating something wrong. We don't expect you to love wrong by any means, but you don't have to hate it either. You can be perfectly neutral to it. You can love the presence, you can demand the annihilation of the human, and you can be perfectly calm about the whole process. Then your world remains insulated. You have rendered the service of love. Your world is not disturbed in any way, and you can give boundless help without a sense of exhaustion. So try me out, and as you go in to the most wonderful accomplishments that are ahead of you, try to clear your own world several times a day by just demanding that your presence and my flame of loving charity comes into you and dissolves everything that is not complete ascended master forgiveness to life. Then as you fill yourselves with our greater power, you will go forward with a tremendous power to accomplish, and your attainment will be beyond your fondest dreams. So tonight, I leave you clothed in the jeweled mantle of my love, my loving forgiveness that can forgive anything, because when you forgive something, you give God for that something. So when things seem to be difficult and hard, demand my flame of loving charity and demand that the mighty I Am presence blaze God's flame of perfection to wipe out that which has no right to be. And I will carry you forward through many experiences that will bring you great illumination, because mankind rarely think upon what they do with energy. And in this understanding which we have given you tonight of loving charity and complete forgiveness and forgetfulness of all the discord of the past, you will find your energy clarified, illumined, strengthened, and expanded to give you greater concentration on your accomplishment of the future. And before you know it, almost, you will find yourselves into the action of fulfilling things that you have waited to accomplish a long while. All your energy then will bring quick results. And we do want you to come to this point by the conscious use of that great cosmic Christ love that is all forgiveness, all power, all authority, all of everything that is of God, and all powerful over everything else. We want you to enter into that. And therefore, if you forgive all that has been human and demand that it be closed out of your world, that your mind forget it and your feelings forget it, then you will find yourselves being freed from resentment, from irritation, from anger and hate, all the things that have never given you anything but torture and limitation. My flame of loving charity is one of the most powerful healing activities from our octave that could ever be called into the physical atmosphere of Earth to correct conditions that surely need correction. So tonight, as I remind you of this, and as you feel the quiet in the room, I ask that flame of my love to abide with you and make you feel my quiet, loving, forgiving flame. Whenever you are in distress, call that flame into action and see if peace doesn't always come, for it will. It's the easiest way to still be outer until it is at peace. Call my flame into action, but demand that the outer self be no longer allowed to remember anything that has been discarded. So we move forward to a victorious accomplishment, and your freedom will increase in leaps and bounds, and you will realize that loving forgiveness is the quickest way to disconnect yourselves from the limitations that you have tried so hard to overcome. Now, may I say, the last lap of the journey is in my hands. Thank you, precious ones. Then the mighty Saint Germain can bestow upon you his mantle of freedom. And you will never, never, never forget the feeling within his mantle when he places it upon your shoulders and gives you his authority of freedom. Then you will know only love merits that. And so my loving charity, I trust, may accompany you till the hour when he presents you with that which is his eternal gift of love to a world that has dwelt in the shadows and refused a gift so great. Help us to pour our light and our flame of loving charity everywhere you go and blaze the violet consuming flame and demand that the authority of his freedom now is accepted everywhere and mankind turn and render divine justice to his love. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated, please? Blessed be your charity. In the fullness of our heart's love, we thank you for your love and your forgiveness. We thank you for your protection thus far. Now as we enter into the use of your flame, may that hour approach quickly, where beloved Saint Germain can confer the authority and of his eternal freedom upon all of those under this radiation. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of loving charity and Saint Germain's eternal authority of invincible freedom. And move us forward and do that which needs to be done quickly. And see to it that those under this radiation are so invincible against the discord of the outer world and every desire of Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy's own hearts and those of mighty victory is fulfilled even as we make the call. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in whatever you know will make us this victory and enable us to give Saint Germain's freedom with his full authority to all who come to us. Thank you, beloved Daddy. We ask you to keep that in sustained action until all stand with thee in thy octave of light. To all who govern the activity of the sacred fire, the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, clothe every person, place, condition, and thing on this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts. We expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into his distress, this great cosmic flame of loving charity from the great central sun, blaze and blaze and blaze it until everything that is hard in mankind is annihilated. And their capacity to hurt is withdrawn forever, and never again can they use the free will destructively. To this end, we stand at attention, though the Great One give every possible assistance for the freedom of all. Thank you. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all for our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the Great Ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of Saint Germain's invincible authority and freedom until no limitation can remain. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation, keep it expanding worldwide victory, the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for the mightiest cosmic Christ, love in creation, and that loving charity and Saint Germain's authority and flame of freedom to descend into the earth in such power as to compel all else to cease forever.